know if you should become a Rebbe. You want to know if you are a good Rebbe. You want to know, you know, what are the basic requirements of being a Rebbe? Right? You know, you go and you look at the prerequisites. What are the prerequisites of becoming a Rebbe? And he says 6 points. Again, it's not Torah Mesinai. It wasn't right there. Rashi El Avram Bernstein, and then, you know, it's the things that he brought together. Some, you know, basically different makaras, etc. Looking at them, I think that there's, if you those of you who knew Eitan, remembered Eitan, you see that there's a tremendous amount of every one of these in him. We have the sus to walk the yeshiva together many times. Shabbos, you know, walk out the door that together, walk the yeshiva together, and have conversations. I saw the chokhmah etc. I saw him dealing with the boys. Okay, so I'm just going to run through them quickly. So he finds seven basic conditions or requirements for being a rabbi. The first one is to be a savlon. Tanam lo kapta malamed. Rabbi Yonah says, it probably should be ein sarach l'rav shehei kaisen. I'm not sure what the word ein sarach means. It's probably something from Lashon. L'ruch l'kotzer. It can't be that you're a kaisen or impatient. Ach reichel leiber meishu b'chol odom b'chol dover sheyishuvu. You should be able to be patient to answer questions. Gam ki yiskasha milahovin shuvosa yachzir aleihem achi yerdu l'oim kashal dover. Be willing to repeat and to explain. Obviously, that's a very, very basic point, the requirement of a Rebbe. Chacham, the second one, that's a fascinating point. Because of Rambam, a mitzvah called Chacham, Chacham Yisrael, Lamed is called Taminim. There's a mitzvah of Chacham to teach. Lashon of Rambam, the mitzvah is umatelos dafka al Chacham. The mitzvah applies to a Chacham. In Lashon of Yo, Rabba, im yesh adam maven, but the return of Yifardis, mitzvah of Gam l'Acherim. If you understand, you have a chiyuv to share. Rabaron and his mission is Rabaron. He said he was manhig into his base medrash that anytime a person had any type of kiddush and tara, he had a responsibility to share it with the rest of the base medrash. It's an important point. You've mechado something, you should share it with the rest of the base medrash. Not that you have to go around every single person and tell them, because obviously that would become very burdensome. But rather, what you would do is you would share with one person, and then the next person would share with somebody else. But the oilam is learning, and they're mechado something, they think of something. You shouldn't be noig ayin raw in your Torah, you should be sharing with other people. So Rambam says the betz of the whole yusod of the mitzvah of teaching is based on a person who's a chacham. Obviously, that you need to be a chacham to be able to teach. I wanted to flip it around. I think what the point is we're all chacham. So I have a very close chaver that was put out. He's a third grade rabbi, and the parshas which he was given were the parshas of the Mishkan. So he says, so you can teach the parshas of the Mishkan, you know, learn through with, you know, etc. He felt if I'm going to be teaching and I have to feel comfortable, I really know it. So he put in a few years worth of effort, really working on working through the different things. His name is David Myers. He put out a sefer Mishkan Mikhailov, something like that. Surahs of Mishkan Mikhailov, etc. It's a 400+ page sefer. He was in constant contact with Chaim Kanievsky. By the time he's working this through, like he has on the Mechem Apodim, on the Amudim of the Lechem Apodim, which have Lechem, he has 15 sheets of Rishard, what it looked like. His mom was that level of, why? Because he's teaching third grade. Now, you don't learn like that to be able to teach third grade. But if you understand that your goal is to give over Torah, so you need to have Torah to give it over. And when he started learning Mishnah, you know, so he was the Mishnah of the boys. But at the times that we were mutching the Mishnah together, the beginning of Pesachus Baruch, exactly what does the Mishnah mean, and how does the Rav learn, and how does the Rambam learn, and how does the Rash learn, and how does the Baruch Israel learn, and he's working it out again and again and again, because that's what it means to teach. Now, all you are is just saying over. I don't know about you, but I've timed it that my worst day. My teaching career was the day that I walked into shir without preparation for whatever reason, and it came out okay. It was a horrible day to teach, and I'm not motivated to prepare anymore. I'm less motivated to prepare because I guess he can come out good without preparing. It's such a yetzahara, and I've succumbed to the yetzahara more than once, as you saw already over here. The more you prepare, the better you know, the better it's going to come out. So that's what he means. Your job is to be the best chacham you could be. It doesn't say you have to be Rosh HaFinitim before you become a malamed. But what you know, you have a chiyuv to teach, and it means you have when you have a chiyuv to teach, you have to know. Eitan Alav Shalom was a person which he had a tremendous drive. It was like he's about tshuva, background was weak, and he was devouring Masechtas. But not he was chazer once, twice, and three times. He kept chazering it. Like if you were going to learn, we're going to know it. And if Klor not going to run through it. Yeah, I remember when he moved the service meeting. He asked me, I'm trying to arrange kluses for the Balabat, and he wants to kluses the chazer over. Except the Shabbos, but they said, "Well, that, I just learned Shabbos. I need the chazer." And we got him a chavrusa baruch Hashem. They learned together. I think they finished the whole Masechta together over a few years. They mamish, but every three times a week they learned together and they worked through it. Medata Kladvina, the third. Because of Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Kan Shnei Malam, who echad kara harbe veino medatik lavinam al nochun veechad and kara kolkach as medatik limahem lavinam lochem asher she medatik yirsi. You have a choice between hiring two malamdim. You choose the one. You hire the one which is more careful, even if he's going to end up teaching the children less. I'm not going to read it inside it, but being the famous Gemara in Bava Basra, Mishabeshta Kimon all the Gemara says that Rebbe Tzuria, his Rebbe said that he heard the word Zohar Amalek instead of Zechar Amalek, and therefore he only killed out the Zohar and not the Nekevus. So he brings the Tosfos brings from the Ben Chanan. It's not the Rebbe taught it wrong, the Rebbe taught it right. The Rebbe taught it correctly. The Rebbe said the word Zechar. He didn't check to see if the Talmidim heard the word, what the Talmidim heard. We all know communication is not what you said, it's what the other person hears. I mean, that's true in any situation. So a Rebbe can say it over as best as he thinks. If you don't get feedback from the Talmidim, what did you hear? You haven't done your job. And that was what Tosfos said. That's what the Gemara is faulting Yoav Ben Tzur's Rebbe. He said Zefer. And the more calls of Oysa Melechas Hashem Remia, he's been doing Melechas Hashem with Mirma, with trickery. Loi Ashach Lameida Heichi Avikori Tamida. He didn't check to see how the Tamidim were reading. So it's our job is not enough. It's not enough to teach. It's to get feedback from the Tamidim. What do you hear? What are you hearing that I'm saying? That even if the Rav knows how to teach and he knows what it means, and he's but part of your sublimeness is to make sure that they get that feedback. Are they reading it right? Rabbi Fulda mentioned that this boy who was saying, instead of saying Hashem's name, he was saying Hashem. Right? One day, somebody woke up and realized that. Imagine if somebody had been checking that earlier. Now, again, practical levels, how much feedback you get, you have a lot of Talmidim, etc. Okay, you have to work that out. But that's part goes into our responsibility. Yari Shemayim, Kasav Rama, Mufikha, and Royal Hoshi, Malamad, El Abal Yiro, Hanum Shem Diman, Liba, Mola Yiris, Hashem, Yoch, Lamokal, Hisrash, the Talmud, the Kosha, the Dwar, Mashesh, Braham, Mishim, Malach, Hashem, and Yiro. I don't think it needs my elaboration to answer why that part of our job is Yerushalayim. There's a tremendous amount of responsibility in our hands, and there's room to do things not as best as could be done. That extra little bit of effort, nobody's going to learn community but you and a cursed Baruch Hu. And that's the Yerushalayim. Oyva Talmidim. So this he quotes from a Rambam. It's not just like this is modern psychology, modern chinuch. So the Rambam, Tzarchad on the Yizor, but Tamidim ulo oyavon. Shehem al Tamidim amahanin barlam azeb barulalam habo. So we mentioned before, somebody mentioned this is the greatest job in the world. It is. Right? But you have to have a person to touch Tamidim for that. I always wonder, somebody says to me, it gives me yeshikar for saying a drasha for something like that. What's the right response? Yeshikar for speak, for your drasha. Thank you very much. Well, what's the right response? The right response is the Maaseh of Chaim Shalevitz Zatzal, that once he was very older and he was in a difficult way, he was going to somebody attend a simcha, a bar mitzvah of an individual, and he schlepped. It was a major schlep for him, and somebody asked him why are you schlepping? And says he comes to hear my drasha in yeshiva every week, my shmuz. So he said, there's many, many people who come to hear your shmuz. Says, yeah, but they'd all think like that and nobody would be there. And I have a course to tell for him because I want to say something and there's nobody to listen, I wouldn't be able to say. So the correct response to that, yes, you're correct, is yes, you're correct, thank you for listening. I need somebody to listen. If I have something which I want to share with you, which I feel is important, and you're not listening to me, I have nobody to share it with. So our Tamidim are, you know, many ways, you know, besides, it's not a job. We're not doing this. Most of us are not doing this because it's a job. It's not like, if you're looking for a job, there's a lot of other better jobs. They're doing it because we want to give over. Well, there's somebody we have to, of course, attach to is our Tamidim, who are allowing us to do that. So Rama says, those are the Mahanin Berlam Zer Berlam Bo. That's going to be your Olam HaZeh and your Olam HaBa. So it's Olam HaBa, Kvashteya. It's your Olam HaZeh also. Rama says you have to love your Talmidim. I think it's beautiful. You know, if you tell me it's a modern psychology, it's a Rambam. You shall me Talmidei de Barnash Chavivalei Kibre. You know the stories, you know, about the Rebbetzin, Rebbaran's Rebbetzin said about Rebbaran that he loved the Enochlach almost as much as he loved the Talmidim. Like, you know, I mean, I saw by Rashi Reb Gifter that, you know, let's say the Talmidim, it was Azakam of Zahav. I did for the Talmidim. The kids, you know, like, you know, that was, you know, I'm sure he loved them also, but you saw much more by the Talmidim than you saw by the kids. And the last thing he says is Sipuk v'hanno b'tafk. A person has to feel good about what he's doing. And that's the point of, so that's the sixth point that he says again. It's not Tarmis Sinai, but if those of you know Eitan Alav Shalom, he was a person, he was a tremendous Savlon, he was patient with people, he was a Chacham, he had a tremendous pichas of thinking something through and thinking about it. He was Medatik Mavinam, he constantly asked for feedback. He constantly looked for feedback to get the feedback. He was a person who had Yir Shemayim. He loved his Talmidim. And he's a person who was so proud that what he's doing is helping Bnei Torah do what they have to do. Not in the secular sense. He was important to him about them also, but he's giving them the tools that they can to be true Bnei Torah. He really saw his role as a role where he could put a lot of points into the boys, which would not be able to go in otherwise. And it was a tremendous schus to know such a person, and his neshama should have an aliyah. And the schus, all of his efforts and everything we learned from him and we gained from him, it should be schus for his mishpacha. Russia should take care of the mishpacha. They should be matzliach and oisa peri. I think Chaim wanted this. No, okay.